Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Wellcard, dem beliebtesten Wellness-Gutschein Österreichs. Schenke Freude und Erholung. Erhältlich im Handel oder auf wellcard.at.
FM4.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, Sunday, the 30th of March. The UN says it's struggling to respond to the earthquake in Myanmar, and a Russian drone attack leaves at least 2 dead in Kharkiv. Here's John Cummins with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Hal. The UN says it's struggling to respond to the level of need in Myanmar following Friday's devastating earthquake, with relief efforts being hampered by damaged roads and infrastructure and a lack of supplies. Foreign aid has begun flowing into the country, with 17 trucks from China expected today. More than 1,600 people have been confirmed dead in the disaster, with major damage to towns and cities, including Mandalay. The BBC's Arunde Mukherjee reports.
Most of Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city and home to 1.5 million people, has been reduced to rubble. Aid and relief yet to reach the worst hit areas, where locals are forced to dig with their hands to reach survivors and the dead. Urgently needed international aid has begun to enter the country, which has been tightly controlled by a military junta regime since 2021. Even as the leadership made that rare appeal for help, it hasn't stopped bombing rebel strongholds.
The Ukrainian military has accused Russia of deliberately targeting a military hospital in an attack on Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, calling it another cynical war crime committed by Moscow. Officials say at least 2 people were killed in the drone attack, which also struck a shopping centre and apartment blocks, and more than 25 injured. It comes amid a US-led push for a ceasefire in Ukraine. Syria's President Ahmed al-Sharaa has announced the formation of a new transitional administration that will be tasked with rebuilding the country until elections can be held. The new cabinet include members of Syria's Alawite and Druze minorities and a Christian woman, amid demands from Western and Arab nations that it be representative. However, key portfolios remain under the control of the Islamist rebel group that ousted President Bashar al-Assad. Al-Sharaa said the new administration would focus on the needs of the Syrian people.
Dear honorable citizens, this is the moment we announce the formation of the first government. It is a testament to our shared will to build a new state, a strong and stable state that places the interests of the country and its citizens at the forefront of its priorities.
And Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has announced plans to visit Greenland for talks with the semi-autonomous territory's new government. It follows a controversial trip to the island by US Vice President J.D. Vance, in which he criticised Denmark for failing to provide security and suggested the US would be a better partner. Frederiksen rejected the US criticism. In an interview, President Trump once again refused to rule out military action to annex Greenland. To the weather now, and rainfall is expected to continue in many areas this morning, but it should clear to a partly sunny day, especially in the west and south. Top temperatures will range from 10 to 17 degrees.
I'm going to hold you to that, John. I'm going to hold you to that.
The sunshine is coming. Trust me, it's coming.
If it doesn't show up, I'll be round your house giving you a hard time.
That's it. That's it. This is your morning wake-up call.
A Radio FM
feel. It certainly is. Good morning. 8:03. I left the wake-up call for a little bit later today, as it's a Sunday, all right? Didn't want to wake you up too early. I'm Hal Rock, and this is Bug-Eyed. Snug as a bug.
Windows fogging up in the back of the taxi. Oh, snug as a bug, you relax me. Radio's playing Frank Ocean Ivy. Wrap my mind, you open the doors. Gasoline at our feet on the floor. Bottle of wine and a wall back to yours. Flowing down the pavement, not the high street. Throwing light display for I'm a whitey. You grip my hand, start talking wisely. All we know is we're all here for the long way home. And I'm falling, I'm falling. Sit tight for your midnight talk. Who here for the long way home? Faces grow golden from streetlights. You lose kiss, stand in our Levi's. Stumble along with full moons in our eyes. Passing the flash, so no long to wait at home. Checking the map, think he's a gone road. Don't tell me that, let's play it on postpone. Grab my hand, start talking wisely. But we know is
prepare for the long way home. Change my digits and I'm from my phone. Been driven from my nose, your low waist waist, I just feel like honey on my face. We're on the underground, my awkward smiles, I'm southbound. We're all here for the long way home.
From the British duo Good Neighbours. They call themselves a track called Ripple. One of those songs that has your toes tapping and wakes you up on a Sunday morning. And Lord knows I need waking up. I am really noticing that I got an hour's less sleep last night, yeah? Looking forward to a little siesta later on this afternoon. Oh, but we'll get through it together, people. You and me and Anthea and her friend Enns. This is them with Run at 9 minutes past eight.
I checked a crime up twice to die. I was lost in paradise. You told me to be safe tonight. I watched the birds fly away. Then I started to run.
FM4.
The one from Lonely Young, A Flicker of Light. And it brings the time round to exactly 14 minutes past 8 o'clock this Sunday morning, the 30th of March. A rather rainy Sunday in most of Austria, I suspect, today. Not too great for any outdoor adventures, but the ideal weather to stay at home and turn on your radio, where we will contemplate the rainy weather in all of its aspects in our program, Hallo FM Fear. Yes, for example, what movie scenes come to your mind when you think of rain? Maybe some romantic love confessions, or rather dark movies like Blade Runner? Well, here's another one with endless rain in it. The famous David Fincher thriller, Seven.
Als wären die Dinge, die in diesem Thriller passieren, nicht eh schon schrecklich genug, regnet es in Seven auch fast noch durchgehend. Und Brad Pitt als junger Detective hat noch nicht mal einen Schirm. Klatschnass sind sein Gesicht und seine Lederjacke, wenn er gemeinsam mit Morgan Freeman versucht, einen Serienkiller zu schnappen.
Time was death established.
Wait a minute. No one bothers with vital signs?
Did I stutter? This guy ain't breathing unless he started breathing spaghetti sauce.
Die einzige Außenszene, in der es nicht regnet, ist die Schlussszene. Ja genau, die mit der Box.
Oh, what's in the box? What's in the fucking box?
Über den Regen und den fehlenden Regen am Schluss sind einige Texte geschrieben und viele YouTube-Videos produziert worden.
It's a textural, tonal tool that unconsciously amplifies emotion and lifts the story out of mundane...
Rain in Seven is omnipresent. Creating an atmosphere of claustrophobia and moral decay.
I may be reading into things a bit here, but I believe this aspect
of this weather condition.
Regisseur David Fincher hat die Wetterlage in Seven dann irgendwann mal aufgeklärt. Die Leute hinter den YouTube-Videos nennt er übrigens Dorks, denn der Grund für den vielen Regen in Seven heißt schlicht und einfach El Niño. Ein Wetterphänomen, das Extremwetterereignisse auslöst. Für Los Angeles, wo Seven gedreht worden ist, heißt das Regen. Damit es dann, weil ja beim Film selten chronologisch gedreht wird, keine Anschlussfehler gibt, musste, als der Regen aufhörte, viel Geld für künstlichen Regen ausgegeben werden. $100,000 pro Woche, so David Fincher. Der Dauerregen passt aber nicht nur perfekt zur hoffnungslosen Stimmung des Films, sondern auch zum Überthema von Seven, das Fincher als kompletten Kontrollverlust beschreibt. Und gegen El Niño kommt eben nicht mal ein Kontrollfreak wie David Fincher an.
There you go, so now you know. Rain is the subject on today's Hallo FM Fear later on this afternoon. Rain not only in movies, but also in songs, video games, and anywhere else you can think of, right? Check it out. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Some run away from the clouds when they fall, but I run through it. I'd love to feel it all. Some hide from problems, they fear the unknown. Look through your own eyes, it's time to come back home. You might feel sad when the rain falls down, but you start to grow the minute it hits the ground. I ever wonder why first snowfall feels like magic? It's because up until then you could not have it. Some run away from the clouds when they fall, but I run through it. I want to feel it all. Some hide from problems, they fear the unknown. Look through your own eyes, it's time to come back home. Some run away from problems, they fear the unknown, but I just run on through them. I want to feel my home. This earth is all we have. Respect every part, because when you no longer, no but I know.
Seem to be far away.
Wasn't even fighting on the day to day. Wasn't even tired, so just take a break. Wasn't on the menu, but was on the plate. I ate it and I hate it, I ain't like the taste. Nasty, all good moments about the last week. Keep on coming back to harass me. You good lover, you love like we already blood.
They say, why do fools always chase the person who makes them black and blue? Break my heart, don't cut me loose. When all of the colors start to change, oh. And fall.
I go my own way, you go your own way. I hope we can make a way, these kind of things fade away. I got my own way, you got your own way. They seem to be far away, farther than Rockaway.
Envia
Morning Show. From Ellie Price together with Marco, a track called Sailor Moon. currently sitting pretty at number 12 on the FM Fear charts. And it brings the time round to 25 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Hal Rock, keep you company this Sunday morning here on FM Fear. If you've just tuned in, I'll bring you up to date with what's been happening in the world. The UN says it's struggling to respond to the earthquake in Myanmar. And a Russian drone strike has left at least 2 dead in the city of Kharkiv in Ukraine. John Cummins will be here with all the details on those and other stories at the top of the hour. But for now, the music continues with the current single from Saya Gray, Thus Is Why.
Indigo, where were you? My heart needed you most. Indigo, where were you? My heart needed you most. Needed you most. You love me differently. I loved you all the same.
Man, it's easier to leave. It just seems whoever else approaches Who is the one that leads me on through? It's you.
haven't played that one for ages. Great stuff there from Patrick Wolf, The Magic Position. Al Rock, keep you company this Sunday morning, 8:36 and a half. Looking out the window, still looking a bit miserable. So if you don't have to get out of bed, I wouldn't bother actually, I'd stay. And listen to this one from Friedberg.
Just a step too far from everything. I wasn't the one, then was I just a step too far from everything you want? So I take.
Mercy, no, Merci, Mercy. That's what they call themselves. And Cigarettes in the Dark. Coming up on 8:43 today, did you know, is International Day of Zero Waste. Yeah, zero waste means trying not to produce any trash. So not buying things which are unnecessarily packaged in plastic, for example. If there are alternatives available, you should use them. Or instead of throwing things away, maybe upcycling them to make them useful again. But if you really have to produce trash, please make sure to throw it into the right bins, yes? Because many people don't follow that simple rule, and so a lot of trash finds its way out there into the wild in nature. It's called littering, and it's bad for the environment, for our food being grown in the fields, and it's also bad for our groundwater. There are spring cleanups happening today all across Austria where you can sign up with your friends, your class, your school class, or your Verein, or you can simply turn up to an existing event. FM4's Siri Malmborg joined one of those cleanups in Upper Austria.
Und schon wieder Flaschen. Unser Mäcki. Zigaretten, Packungen. Das stinkt.
Müll sammeln in Pichling und Ebelsberg in Linz. Der Müllsack füllt sich schnell. Dabei haben wir nur einen kleinen Grünstreifen an der Bundesstraßenabfahrt gereinigt. Im nahegelegenen Wald hat die Landwirtin Michaela Sommer heute früh eine komplette Wohnzimmereinrichtung in der Böschung gefunden.
Ein Sofa, Ecksofa, 7 Polster, große, also diverse Kasteln und Stellagen, alles schön fein säuberlich verteilt auf sicher 50 Quadratmeter. Also da hat eindeutig wer ein neues Wohnzimmer bekommen oder die Wohnung gewechselt.
In Pichling und Ebelsberg geht's im März und April ans Müllsammeln. Mit dabei ist die Jagdgesellschaft Ebelsberg, die PfadfinderInnen, die Jungfeuerwehr und Landwirtinnen wie Michaela Sommer. Und von der Ortsgruppe gehen zusätzlich diejenigen Müll sammeln, die gerade Zeit haben.
Es ist immer wieder irgendwas dabei, wo man ein Aha-Erlebnis hat, dass irgendwer auf diese Idee kommt, dass er das einfach in der Natur wegschmeißt. Ne? Und dann reden wir von Klimaziele und Naturschützen, dann sind solche Sachen, die gehören halt auch dazu.
Michaela Sommer glaubt, dass man nichts mehr achtlos in die Natur wirft, wenn man einmal bei einer Müllsammelaktion dabei war. Deswegen ist es ihr so wichtig, dass die Jungfeuerwehr und die Pfadis mitmachen.
Die Kinder, die da gingen und die das wegkramen, die haben sicher nie was weg. Und die rennen der Familie auch. Da hat man im Endeffekt die ganze Familie dann an Bord.
There you go. If you want to find out more about a cleanup near you, just Google Frühjahrsputzaktion Müll and the part of Austria you're in to find out the dates and the options open to you to sign up. For example, I was just looking in Styria, the action is going on until the 10th of May. In Vienna, it's going on to the 11th of May. So you've got plenty of time. Just check out Frühjahrsputzaktion in your particular area. And I'm sure you'll find somewhere that you can go along and help keep the environment clean. Sounds like a good idea to me. Yes? Yes.
And Patty Melton, Monte Carlos, and El Dorado. So I'm waking up out of my slumber, feeling like Rollo. So follow, it's showtime at the Apollo, minus the Kiki Shepherds. With about a hoe and a leopard print. Teddy, Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. That I throw warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blue hate you, athletes might cake you, but you must have been mistaken with them statements that you make, huh?
Ain't nobody.
up. Bongo hooked it up. Oh my god. Dip my rim for days so they can ride out to the honeycomb. Hide out. I'ma show you how to wild out like Jack Tripper. Let me be Bambino on your slippers. YKK on your zipper. Lick you like a lizard when I'm slizzard. A sober. 6 million ways to fold ya. Like Noah's. I get two of you and you get pretty deep. But I call your ass from 80s. I know you'll be there for me, girl.
Get to running off at their mouth and telling me everything that's on your nasty mind. They say you're malnutritioned and need a vitamin D and inviting me to that tingle in your spine. I love who you are, love who you ain't. You're so Anne Frank. Let's hit the attic to hide out for about 2 weeks. Rick James and no chains and whips. I do suck lips till hips jerk and double time. The boy next door's a freak. Ha ha ha. Motherfuckers on the planet. The sky is falling, ain't no need to panic. I got a stick and want your automatic. Compatible, created in the attic. We are the coolest motherfuckers on the planet. The sky is falling, ain't no need to panic. I got a stick and want your automatic.
She looks like me, way too late. Your mistake, you're spellbound now. Oh, so now I'm better. And you can't hold me, so you let her. Always acting like a fool, but your mama told you that you won't get another like me. Oh, I want you, that it's over. When I saw
Live.
Wir bereiten uns jetzt schon vor auf den 17. Mai 2025, denn da sind wir in Basel.
Genau, das dritte Mal hintereinander moderieren wir den ESC für FM4.
Der ORF ist echt gescheit, denn Jan und Olli sind bereit.
Danke, Bullshit.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
Guten Punkt, Morgen, Punkt.
Servus, Punkt.
Ein Punkt Cappuccino, Punkt.
Ja, Punkt.
Was Punkt kostet, Punkt der, Punkt.
Nix, Punkt.
Punkt für Punkt für Punkt, ÖBB-Vorzugspunkte sammeln. Jetzt in der App aktivieren und mit dem Sammeln loslegen. Alle Infos auf oebb.at/Vorzugspunkte. Und was fährst du? ÖBB. Heute für morgen für uns.
Woman präsentiert Österreichs größtes Shopping-Event. Am 3. April ist Woman Day mit den besten Rabatten auf die Must-Haves der kommenden Saison. Nur in Shops mit dem offiziellen Woman Day-Logo. Mehr auf womanday.at.
Mach deine Träume wahr. Nur jetzt verlost Eurodreams exklusiv unter allen österreichischen Tipps dreimal je 20.000 Euro zusätzlich. Aber nur bis Donnerstag 20 Uhr. Lebe deine Eurodreams.
So klingern 1,50 Euro. Und bei McDonald's klingern sie so. 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 Oder so. Klingt gut. Hol dir Hamburger, Cappuccino Classico, Apfeltasche, kleines Kaltgetränk und mehr um je 1,50 Euro. Unverbindliche Preisempfehlung. Mackie Snacks. Geht immer.
55 Jahre Enthüllungsjournalismus von Profil haben das Land nachhaltig verändert. Von Grohe über Ibiza bis Benko. In Unbequeme Wahrheiten bringt Profil Skandale und Affären live auf die Bühne und zeigt, wie wichtig unbestechlicher Aufdeckerjournalismus nach wie vor ist. Zeig Profil und sichere dir jetzt deine Karten auf akzent.at.
Jetzt neu, das Rette-mich-Sackerl bei Lidl. Damit kannst du dreifach Gutes tun. Brot vom Vortag retten, an Licht ins Dunkel spenden und Geld sparen. 4 Stück Brot oder Gebäck um nur 1 Euro. Genau deshalb Lidl. Lidl lohnt sich.
Die Morningshow on FM4.
You got to put hard work in if you want to get good love and all. You got to put hard work in if you want to get good love and all. The leaves are turning blue since I said goodbye to you. Falling all around like sleet, gathering around my feet. And every street is empty, nothing left to tempt me. I'll be alone wherever I go. To put hard work in if you want to get good loving out. You got to put hard work in if you want to get good loving out. You got to put hard work in if you want to get good loving out. You got to put hard work in if you want to get good loving out. All the clouds are weeping,
Die Sendung wurde präsentiert von Wellcard, dem beliebtesten Wellness-Gutschein Österreichs. Schenke Freude und Erholung, erhältlich im Handel oder auf wellcard.at.
FM4.
It's 9 o'clock, Sunday, the 30th of March. The UN says fighting in Myanmar is complicating earthquake relief. And ceasefire hopes rise in Gaza as Hamas accepts a new plan. Here's John Cummins with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Hal. The UN says it's struggling to respond to the enormous level of need in Myanmar following Friday's devastating earthquake, with relief efforts being hampered by damaged infrastructure and a lack of supplies. Foreign aid has begun flowing into the country, with 17 trucks from China expected today. Towns and cities such as Mandalay have suffered extensive damage, and more than 1,600 people have been confirmed dead. Michael Dunford of the UN's World Food Programme says fighting between Myanmar's military and rebels is further complicating the situation.
Myanmar, at the best of times, is a very complicated field of operations. What we certainly need is an end to the conflict. We've been calling that for an extended period of time. We need humanitarian access, and we need the ability to scale our operations immediately.
Myanmar's government in exile says rebel groups in earthquake-affected areas have agreed to halt attacks for 2 weeks. The Palestinian militant group Hamas says it's accepted a new Gaza ceasefire proposal put forward by mediators Qatar and Egypt. The plan, which coincides with the end of Ramadan, is believed to include a 50-day truce in exchange for the release of 5 more hostages. However, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's made a counter-proposal with the coordination of the United States. Summertime has begun in Austria, with clocks going forward by 1 hour overnight. As debate continues across the EU over whether to abolish the measure, Spanish researchers say we should change the start and end dates. FM4's Astrid Nolte has more.
The EU has been discussing doing away with daylight savings time since 2018, but the proposal stalled in 2021. Some say the energy savings measure poses a health risk, but the Spanish researchers Jorge Mira and José María Martín Olalla say the dangers have been exaggerated and the discussions are missing the point. They say instead summertime should begin in the first weekend of April and wintertime in early October, as this would better fit people's natural adaptation to changing sunrises and sunsets and related patterns of activity. Astrid Nolte, FM4 News.
And seven municipalities in Vorarlberg are holding runoff mayoral elections today, 2 weeks after the first round of voting. Attention is focused on the state's two largest cities, Dornbirn and Feldkirch, where the ÖVP is trying to retain its dominant position amid a strong challenge by the SPÖ and FPÖ candidates. The last polling stations close at 1 p.m, with results expected around an hour later. To the weather now, and rainfall is expected to continue in many areas this morning, but it should clear to a partly sunny day, especially in the west and south. Top temperatures will range from 10 to 17 degrees.
Thank you, John.
Good morning. Where are we at?
Good morning. This is
The Morning Show.
The Morning Show.
Radio FM Fear.
Yeah, this morning with me, Hal Rock, 9:03. Let's get this final hour on the way, shall we? With this one from Fontaines DC. It's amazing to be young. I don't know. I can't remember.
It's the car.
Bier in Soße hast. Denkst du an mich, wenn du
jetzt bald nach Amsterdam, nach London, Paris, Brüssel auch. Ich sag dir ehrlich, ich wär echt gern mitgefahren, doch ich werd's hier doch auch gebraucht. Ich räum mein Zimmer auf und finde dein Geschenk, hab's im letzten Eck verstaut. Und manchmal frag ich mich, wieso, warum und wann wir uns so verändert haben.